à toi Jésus. Je te rempare, rempare, rempare. Je te rempare, rempare, rempare. Je te rempare, rempare, rempare. À toi Jésus.
Church is very multicultural. We look in the Bible and we found out that Jesus did not die for our skins, but for our sins. Praise God. Isn't that great? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
The sound of praise begins. Hear the sound of praise rising from the grave. Here in the King's house, we're lifting up your name. You forever reign. Here in the King's house, freedom in this place, victory today. Here in the King's house, because you made a way, we can celebrate. This is the King's house.
Guest of ours, if you've come out for this event, this is what Calvary Gospel Church is. This is what we are. And I'd just like to just, if you just give me a few minutes, you can go ahead and be seated. I know we said we're going to be done at 12, but I'm going to do my best. As senior pastor, first I'd like to welcome all of you here. It is a true honor, and it's a blessing to have you here today worshiping with us at Calvary Gospel Church, worshiping Jesus Christ. And so great to have you here. Also, to all of the food crews, all the setup, the takedown, the music, the children's ministry, the youth hyphen. We had a crew here. We were here all night long. I left about 8:30 this morning, ran home. Took a shower, got the smell of smoke off of me because we got two pigs out there, folks, that are stuffed full of lemons, stuffed full of limes, full of sweet medallion onions and pineapple and oranges. And they've been cooking for 12, 14, 16, almost 18 hours, slow roasting. It's going to be great. But you know, this is just kind of what heaven's going to be like. You know, we don't have streets of gold here yet. We got a tent out there. We can't control the climate. But boy, I'm believing when we get to heaven, we're going to be having some great food and fellowship. We're able to sit down with brothers from Africa, from Asia, from Europe, from Mexico, Central America, South America, the North Pole, the South Pole. We'll be able to sit down with brothers and sisters from 3,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, to the just yesterday. And that's what community, the community of Christ, is all about. It's what it's all about. And we've got this slogan, and I love it. We love our community because I love this city. I love this city. If you've lived here long, you'll know that Madison is a city that sometimes you love to hate. If you try to get anything done, there's more levels of red tape than there is red tape available. And it's frustrating, but there's just something about this city that I love. I think it's because the Lord has placed within our hearts a love for this city, a love for humanity. And even though we've got great food, great fellowship, it's great to see my friend Chuck Wilfer here. And I don't want to embarrass him, but we met at church camp on a work crew this past April. And I developed a real friendship. And our friend Chuck has a real servant's heart. And this is what the kingdom of God is all about. It's about serving one another. And as we were up there at camp working, late, long, hot, cold, we work all over in God's kingdom as servants of Jesus Christ. And serving others is a blessing to others. How many of you ever been sick and someone came over and just made you that bowl of, even if it was Campbell's chicken noodle soup? They made it for you. They didn't home make it. They just bought it at Woodman's or Quick Trip and brought it over and put it in a microwave, and they brought it in with some crackers and some 7-Up or something like that, and they give it to you, and that just that tastes so good. And you as an individual feeling sick, or maybe you're the individual that brought the soup, doesn't serving others feel good? You see, but it's when I look at serving, one thing comes to mind, and that is love. You really can't serve, truly serve, if you don't have love. And it is through love and it is through serving that we as a church, we love one another, we serve one another, we love our community, and we serve our community. And that's what it's the kingdom of God is all about. Jesus Christ came to earth. He didn't come to be served, although he deserved it. He was a God of creation. But he came to serve mankind. The scripture tells us in John 15:13 that no greater love than this, that a man, a woman, an individual, to lay down their life for their friends. And here at Calvary Gospel Church, our goal is to serve our community and to lay down our life, if necessary, for our community. If you're here today and you're one of our civil servants, we've invited a number of our civil servants from all over Dane County, and a lot of them were not able to make it through the whole service, and they opted to come in the afternoon. So we're going to have, as Sister Brittany said, some police and fire and rescue and all different types of civil servants. We live in a very dark world. And sometimes it grieves me as I read the news reports of all that is going on all over, not just America, but all over the world. And how that Our civil servants, the authority, the governments are being challenged. Whether you agree, disagree, like or dislike, I'm not here to get political this morning. I'm just here to say that there are people that go to work every day that are our brothers, our sisters, our moms, our dads, our aunts, our uncles, grandmas and grandpas that lay their lives on the line for people that they have no idea who they are. And as we conclude this service this morning and as we go out into the food tents and we begin to enjoy our day, could you make it a point to stop by and greet each and every one of our guests of ours that are here today and thank them for putting their life on the line for you and your family. I see all of the pictures of Baton Rouge, all the flooding and all the people coming together. Doesn't matter the color, doesn't matter the size or the shape. They come together as a community to work to help one another. And if you could stand here in closing here at Calvary Gospel Church, we are here to serve you. Maybe say, well, does that mean you're going to give me whatever I want? I don't have the ability to give everybody everything they want or need. But I believe that the number one priority in all of our lives should be our life. I preached this just a little while ago. What are you willing to trade your soul for? There's nothing in this world that's more valuable than my soul. I wouldn't trade it for anything because it's my soul. And I got to take care of that. So here, at the conclusion of this service, if you're struggling here this morning and you need someone to surround you, a community of friends, a community of family, a community of believers, that's what we're here for. I could go through this congregation and just mention name after name and family after family after family that came through these doors broken, wounded, hurt, crushed by life's circumstances. And the way the church is designed, the true church is designed, is to reach out and begin to gather around the individual or the families and begin to join together with that family. And through the healing power of Jesus Christ, you're able to make that family whole. That is awesome. So before we leave here, just in closing, if you're here this morning and you just need someone to just reach out and say, can you help me? I want to invite you to come down to this altar. You don't have to be embarrassed. We've all been down here. I want to just invite you to come down this morning and say, you know what, Pastor? I'm just struggling. I'm having a hard time. Life is hard. Sometimes life just gets hard. We got nowhere to go, no one to turn to. But there's power in Jesus Christ. There's power in community. There's power. Would anyone like to come and join our brother here? Do we have some brothers that would like to come down and just join? Brother here came here yesterday and needed some help, and he's been here for a few weeks and he helped us cook most all afternoon and into the evening hours. Anyone else would like to come down? We could just start to sing softly. Our altar team would come down and the rest of the congregation. If you have to go get your children, that's fine. You could go ahead and be dismissed to go get your children. feel free to head out to the food lines, the food tents. But I want to give you an opportunity to just say, Lord, I need some help this morning. We have a few folks that are going to be baptized after the service. They would like to get ready for baptism. Some of our altar team come down. Our ministers, our elders.